22nd of October, 2001.
This time I wish to say to you, this time, my dear friends, little about the progression that is open to mankind upon this planet. At this time, when there is many fears which we have already discussed, what I wish to say to you is this. Although the world to you seems quite a small place, because communications between you all on this planet has become so advanced that you can speak to another human being on the other side of your world. What I would say to you is this, my dear friends. In the next 100 of your earthly years, many what you term discoveries will be made. But of course, you know that all things first to come from our world. There will be many discoveries outside of your planet. And I have to remind you that this is already happening. That many stars are being observed which have not been seen before. Advances in medicine will be great for mankind. Advances in communication will also be great. There will be new knowledge which surfaces from your oceans. Many new energies, my dear friends, will be discovered that will help to uphold the living of mankind. As by now you know, all energy has always existed, but it has taken many thousands of your earth years for them to be individually discovered by mankind. I say to you, my dear friends, that there is much that is still unknown. I am not here to give you names. these will become known to. But what I am to say to you is that remember my words as each new discovery is made. Of course, you will not all be on the earthly planet in 100 years hence. But I can assure you that there will be discoveries made whilst most of you remain. This brings me to another topic of whether you think this is progression for mankind or not.
I hope so. Go on, then.
Provided the discoveries are wisely used, then of course it can only be for the betterment of mankind. But as you all full well know, mankind has a history of abusing what comes to him. But again, I have told you previously that in 1,000 of your years to come will find a new development with man's consciousness. That life as you know it now will be transformed. I have to say for the better. Already there are many, many in your world who know and understand what they are. As you, my dear friends, know and understand the true meaning of who you are. I do not say that you are fully aware. Of course you are not. Each one of you is developing still. But what you have, you must guard well. Because you have the knowledge that enables you to shine forth. Firstly, from your own spirit, but ultimately to reach many others to give the knowledge which you have. I will pause there for any questions that you have about what I have said.
Yes, could I ask a question about new discoveries? I have the feeling that if new, I think energy discoveries would apply, if new discoveries bring science and spiritual matters together, and I think this has already happened to some degree,
yes.
I feel this can only be for the good and bring a greater understanding of all things.
Yes. Science, my dear friend, does, as you have said, have a foothold on spiritual matters. They at last cannot deny what is before them. They cannot deny what is used, what is placed in front of them. For so long have scientists disassociated themselves from all things spiritual.
Yes.
Not because of any negative forces within them, because the purpose of their work has ultimately been for good. But they have been blind in their assessments of what is placed before them. That is changing quite rapidly, I would say. And your scientists will in time to come become philosophers.
Yes.
In the sense that they will present the facts of spirituality and what there is to be attained from energy. Do you understand my words, my dear friend?
Yes, I think this all sounds very good.
It will. They will accept their awareness, their growth of consciousness must grow with their knowledge. And this will be so.
Could I ask the stars that our astronomers are already interested in? Is there life on these stars?
No, you must not always assume that all that exists has life form. It has life only in as much as that all things are living and
yes.
moving. But no, you must not make that assumption.
Any questions, Paul or Mark? Any questions?
Yeah, I think I'm okay.
Margaret?
Hi.
Sim? And
I was going to wait till next week, and I didn't really hear Simon's words, but maybe I should just ask that my son has been looking on the internet, and there's a group of people who say that they can keep going in and out of, go backwards in time and forwards in time, and that they are talking about the fourth dimension. I can't even remember now the name of the group that he was talking about.
Yes. Names matter.
I thought that was the case.
Yes. Much is spoken in your world. Many names are used. We have discussed many groups. Many have been mentioned within this room. I will say only this to you. There are people on this planet who have the capabilities of knowing all. But when you speak of returning to another type, what they are doing is returning to another time in their subconscious thought. Do you understand?
Yes, I think so, yes.
They can, of course, go forward in time.
He said they were doing that as well.
But if they say they are in another dimension of time, it is only within their thought pattern. I think this is a little difficult for you to understand. They can go forward in time, but they cannot return in the physical sense in time. Only within their thought patterns.
Right.
Which is, of course, only a form of energy.
And then this fourth dimension that the son was talking about,
it is just another step. Dimension is only a word.
Could I ask a question about dimensions?
Yes.
Theoretical physicists have theories about other worlds with different numbers of dimensions.
Yes.
We are familiar with our own physical world with three dimensions and apparently linear time. In spirit, you have told us how time is different.
Yes.
I was wondering if the dimensions of spirit are different. I imagine that in near spirit realms where body and form persists, perhaps these will still be three-dimensional realms, but in far spirit realms, such as your own, Salimet, I imagine form will not exist as we know it. Would there be a dimensional difference in that realm?
I think that first we must define the word dimension. If you are to understand what I am saying to you, what is a dimension? It is nothing but a transmutation of energy. Do you understand?
Yes, a transmutation.
All is energy. All of these dimensions that you speak of are but a transmutation of the same energy. When you speak of the level that I come from, then all of this energy you become part of. There is no what you call dimension. We are in a difficult subject here, my friends, for your understanding.
There is no dimension. Yes. Yes.
It is beginning to make sense to you, my friend. I can feel it. You understand just a little more than the others, I feel.
Yes, and it helps to see it as more as a transmutation of energy.
Yes. Yes,
thank you for that.
Again, the difficulty comes with the words of your planet. I have to use the words that you are familiar with. But the problem is that you do not understand our world fully enough for the explanation. But I will return to the lady and say that whatever group of people you are speaking of, I will say this to you. I have told you that mankind has the capabilities, if he so desires, to leave what you call this earthly dimension. But mankind does not have the capability of going backwards. And that is what they are saying they are doing.
Right, so they can only
do it in thought.
Right.
Do you understand?
Thank you. Yes.
The only way it is possible to return to a former time is through what you call a mediumship and what is spoken through mediumship by those who exist in our world.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
all of you can take yourselves forward. All of you can be aware of other times, but you cannot physically return to what has gone before.
Hold out to the power of our thoughts again.
I will stress once more, the most powerful thing you possess is the power of your thinking. We will return another time when I feel that you are more able to accept my words about, and we will use your words, dimensions. But again, I will say to you that a dimension is only energy, but the transmutation of energy.
Yes,
thank you.
Could I add something to that?
Yes.
I think some people have described that dimension's transmutation of energy as the illusion.
Yes.
It's the world's been assembled for us, for our benefit, but we don't see the energy as in its true form. We see it transmutated into trees and...
You see... what you feel to be reality.
Mm. Yes.
This, my dear friends, is not reality. Reality will be when you return home to our world. Then all will become clear. Then and only then will you be able to see what you call dimension in its fullest form. Remember my words, my dear friends. Energy is ever changing. It is not static. But you are able to see with spiritual eyes all that has been and all that will be. I know it is a difficult concept for you, but I ask you once more to think about it.
When you can do that, see see into infinity, as it were, then there isn't really a dimension.
That is what I have just spoken about. When you come to what you call my dimension of time, there is none. Do you not see? It is like a ladder of thought. If you take the top of the ladder to be the all-knowing and the bottom rung as the blinkered vision of life. If you are blinkered, how far do you see? You see only what is ahead. You cannot see what is to the side, or behind, or above you. Do you see what I am trying to say? Again, the unfortunate thing is that we are limited by your earthly world. Because, as you full well know, that the word dimension to each of you, you all have your own vision of what a dimension is. And again, I have to disillusion you and say, look with the spiritual eyes for the understanding. I hope I do not leave you too confused, my dear friends, but it is by slowly going over old ground that your knowledge and your wisdom will expand. I will leave you this time, and I know that I have given you more food for thought.
Thank you for being so patient with us.
And until we come together once more, know, as always, I stand close. And again you see those earthly words, I stand close. They do not make sense. It is something for you to think of and to consider.
Yes. Yes, thank you very much. Also, for the gentleman,
yeah.
I have given the little one also.
Which gentleman did you mean? We've got three.
All of them. Three flowers. And two for the ladies.
Thank you very much.
He will last indefinitely. They are given as a gift of love. And hopefully, if your spirits are low, you may be able to discern the perfume from them, which may lift your spirit high.
Thank you.
Imagine them close to an image of someone you have loved, and I will not say lost, but have passed on to our side.
Yeah.
Imagine them there beside that image, and I am sure you will find comfort and love and upliftment will surround your souls. It is my small gift to each of you as a small thank you for all your time, your loving thoughts, and the light which shines from each one of you here. Accept my gift with love.
for it is given. Yes, thank you very much. I do appreciate it.